There are a lot of myths in general about DACA recipients and the economy. And one of the main ones is that they use a lot more resources than they give back. Anyway, so I'm sorry to be late.
No. I'm happy to be joining you. I've been saying this a lot, but I really wish that we were in a moment where my work was obsolete and us talking about a totally different situation.
Yeah, I'm sure. Harvard professor Roberto Gonzalez says that the opposite is actually true, that the economic contribution of DACA recipients to the United States is huge, and that the loss of these nearly 800,000 earners could actually have a lasting financial impact on the United States. Roberto, welcome to Latino USA.
Yeah, my pleasure, Maria. Thank you for having me.
You've been actually studying undocumented young people. You've been studying DACA since the very beginning. When DACA began 5 years ago, you started a national research project to study the effects specifically on people who were getting DACA. And your project is called the National Undocumented Research Project. So what did you find?
So the impact has been huge. Young people, young DACA beneficiaries across the country were taking giant leaps towards the American mainstream. They were getting new jobs. They were increasing their earnings, getting driver's licenses. They were starting to build credit through opening bank accounts, getting credit cards through their jobs and their universities. They were getting increased access to health care. So almost immediately, DACA had a profound change in their lives. And this impacted not only them, but their family members. This is the narrative of success in this country, that if provided the right opportunities and if people work hard enough, if they dream boldly enough that they can have it. And this is precisely what DACA provided for hundreds of thousands of young people. Increased access to the kinds of benefits that would allow them to experience some upward mobility. And they've taken advantage of that.
If there's a person out there who doesn't think that there is any documented person in their life, what do you do to make the 30-second argument about why they should care about DACA?
Well, sure. So increased access to education and jobs means that these young people now have more money for themselves and their families to lead better lives. But it also means more money to pay for groceries, more money to get better apartments, in some cases to start financing the purchase of homes, car payments, putting their kids into daycare. They're investing in our country's economy. They are investing in local economies. And through access to higher skilled, higher paid jobs, they're also investing into Social Security and making tremendous contributions.
There is a narrative, you know, in terms of just immigrants, undocumented immigrants, that we are somehow takers and that this is a program that is like, you know, being given to these young people. In fact, what are these young people really giving to the American economy?
Yeah, well, there's this notion, this false notion that undocumented immigrants are taking jobs. I think that what we've seen with DACA is that they've really, really sparked our economy. Many DACA beneficiaries are now in jobs that are growth areas in this country. Many DACA beneficiaries have taken jobs as physician's assistants. They've taken jobs as X-ray technicians. These are jobs that, if we look around the country, that we have shortages in a lot of these high-skilled jobs. And so the reality is that we take away DACA and remove these young people from jobs is that we're not going to have a workforce that's ready to fill them in. And in addition, and a really important segment of DACA beneficiaries are also owning businesses. As a result, are actually creating jobs, employing people from the community. And so job creation has been a really important role that has been filled by DACA beneficiaries.
There's also the element of, I mean, it's not like young people who are in DACA are kind of walking around with a sign on their head that says, "Hi, I'm DACA." But this conversation is kind of pushing it to the surface so that perhaps neighbors will suddenly now saying, "Wow, I didn't realize that I had a DACA person who was my neighbor or my banker or my teacher."
Yeah, that's right. To be sure, this is a very diverse group of young people. You know, there are 790,000 young people who now have DACA, close to 800,000. And since 2012, growing numbers of DACA beneficiaries have gone into teaching. There are hundreds of these young people now in schools across the country. And so we think about what might happen to young people who lose their DACA status and they lose their work permit. Well, these young people teach to an estimated 100,000 kids. So 100,000 children in schools across this country are being educated by a documented teacher. And so their departure from schools will have a profound effect on their children, on the students in their classrooms who've developed relationships with them. It has the potential to do real negative psychological damage on the kids that are in their classrooms.
Is there another particular field where you are concerned about the impact?
Well, I think the reality is here that we're just now starting to learn about industries that employ larger number of documented employees. Tech industry, for example, has come out, Apple very recently, saying that it employs 250 DACA beneficiaries. Nearly 700,000 young people are working. 700,000 DACA beneficiaries are working. So this number is the size of a city like Boston or Seattle. So that is such a significant number that not only will losses be, so losses will not be concentrated in one particular industry, but they will be spread out over a number of sectors and have a real negative impact across a very large section of our economy.
Roberto González, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA and for all of your work studying the documented.
Maria, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Roberto González is a professor of education at Harvard University. He's the author of the book Lives in Limbo, Undocumented and Coming of Age in America. And he's also director of the National Undocumented Research Project.